Well, next up, our very first live session here in studio of the new year. And this is an artist I have the greatest admiration for, a true talent and an enduring voice on KCRW's airwaves over the years. New album called Weather, and on stage tomorrow night at the El Rey. Pleased to welcome Michelle Ndege Ocello. Good morning.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Ah, so good to see you. Everything cool?
No complaining.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good.
How about yourself?
Yeah, you know, I'm recharged after the break. You know, got a little downtime. How about yourself? Did you take a break?
Oh, I always take a break. I'll take a break right after this too.
Good. Well, let's get into your first set, and then we'll take a break in between, and we'll catch up with you, talk about the new record, Michelle Ndege Ocello, live on KCRW. Thank you.
This is called Crazy and Wild.
I need you.
spill their guts out into the stream. Spinal lovers solving puzzles, trying to breathe some life into the heat. May a storm dissolve your presence, or your legend for a second while it fills your past. Say you're sorry for absolving. You're just mad because you couldn't make it last.
Michelle Ndege Ocello live on KCRW. In fact, she is the very first live session for 2012, and a great way to set off the new year. So, Weather, the album. Let's talk a little bit about this. First of all, produced by our friend Joe Henry, who's a good man. Not necessarily known for his studio gimmicks, smoke and mirrors. It's always about the purity of the musical conversation.
I agree.
So this album kind of relatively stripped down, you know? It's, there's no kind of, there's no overproduced kind of deal here.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, I think that has its place and that's fun sometimes, but this was an experience where I guess the songs are the most important thing to me. I got to work with amazing songwriters. D'Anthony Parks, who's playing drums today, he wrote 3 tracks on the recording. I got to work with also his partner, Nikki Casper, Benji Hughes, Chris Bruce, Joe Henry wrote a song, and then Leonard Cohen, I tried to do respect to his, one of his great works.
Nice. You always surround yourself with the finest musicians.
Well, thank you.
You know, you really do. And so your band is getting props in here today.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing. I wish I could be where you are and just sit and listen. It'd be a better place.
So the title Weather, there are a couple lyric references that I picked up on on the album. Blame It on the Weather.
Yeah.
There's another point where... You know, I think you're saying that you wish you could change the weather in another song. Why is that an appropriate title here?
Oh, it's a mundane, it's a great conversation starter. It's something we all talk about. It has, and it's also metaphoric for so many things, friendships or feelings. I just thought it was a good everyday word, you know.
It also makes me think that, you know, it's something that you can't control.
Oh, definitely, totally out of your hands.
Something that's just inevitable.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing I always hear in your music is that sense of longing and that sense of desire to change things that maybe you can't.
You're telling me. Yeah. I don't know why I keep trying, but it's okay.
Blame it on the weather.
Blame it on the weather.
Right?
Exactly.
So back to Mr. Joe Henry. Did you set up in Pasadena at his place?
Sure did, yeah. Sunny Pasadena.
Yeah.
Great weather.
Great weather.
Comes up any... Yeah. It was an awesome experience. I think we approached it as a... Sorry if it sounds like a spiel. It's just I've done a lot of these interviews. But,
no problem.
But yeah, it's a recording. I think it's approached in a natural way, but modern music. And we did it quote-unquote like a jazz record. It's just us playing in a room. It's amazing engineer Ryan Freeland, and so it was a really amazing experience. It had its ups and downs, you know. I smoke weed, he drinks coffee, you know. It's just a different, you know, flow going going on, you know.
That's how it gets done. I notice, you know, I never get the final of a CD until later.
Stuff,
I get a promo, which is fine, you know.
Yeah,
that's fine. It's a trade-off because I get it early. But I see on the back it says, made by hand.
Yeah.
And I like that. That's an important point to make here.
Yeah, there's no, you know, I mean, everything you hear on the recording is done, for lack of a better word, naturally. It's the craft of each musician. Please, I'd like to say hi to Kephas. I wish he was here. Y'all could hear him play. He's really interesting and an amazing soundscaper. And that's all him. He's the only person that has like a bag of tricks, but they're all his from his imagination. So,
You know, when I was thinking about you, and I just feel like you are so original. You know, that's one of the reasons why I like you so much is you're authentic. There is no one like Michele Ndege Ocello. And we have a lot of bands that come through here, and, you know, it always feels derivative, like they're doing something.
Right. But what do you mean? I sound like the Beatles.
You do. You're a little bit of a lot of things, but, you know, it's just unclassifiable, and that's one of the things I like about you. You're
thanks, Jason.
So authentic.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So tell us what you have in store, because you're always up to collaborations and kind of jamming with people, but what's going on with you?
Well, did you get the tracks with Miguel Miggs? I did some tracks with him.
You did that song Tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got one more on there. I did that. That's the only recent collaboration. Mm-hmm. I work with Jason Moran on some stuff, too.
Okay.
And, I'm a pretty open person. I'm always excited to try different things, work with new people. I'm glad I haven't found the shtick. You know, I just like finding something interesting and new people.
Well, you have a special talent for collaboration, I think, you know. And maybe it goes back to your roots because you came up in, like, the D.C. go-go scene, right? And that's sort of by nature, you know, you're working with a large band.
Yes, you are. Mm. And you're only there for one reason, to make people dance. So it was a great experience to play that music.
So assuming you are focused on the road right now and promoting this record, so any highlights in the future, kind of special gigs or festivals and such?
Yeah, see, I'm such a now person. I don't see that far in the future, but I hope so.
Well,
but
that's what the internet is
for. Just come
for.
To my show. Yeah, that, exactly.
Michelle.com.
Come to my show tomorrow.
All right. Well, we do have tickets in a little bit for that show. It's tomorrow night at the El Rey Theater with Michelle and Diego Cello. And so is this the same band you will be staging?
Yes.
Yes.
Jeb and Bruni, Chris Bruce, Deontini Parks, Jesse Honig on the front of house. Jahi Sundance is going to open it up with sounds and experiences. So, yeah, come out and have a good time.
All right, the El Rey tomorrow. Sit tight for your chance at tickets, KCRW members. Let's get into your second set. It's Michelle and Dege Ocello live on KCRW.
All right, for Benji Hughes. For the Dark Angels.
Yo.
Thank you.
Michelle Ndege Ocello live on KCRW. She is on stage at the El Rey tomorrow night, and we have tickets to go along with 5 autographed copies of the album Weather. If you have not won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, give us a call, 877-600-KCRW. That's 877-600-5279. These CDs and tickets available to our current members only, first come, first serve basis, and they're non-transferable. All right, so...
Hey, it was great to see you, Jason.
Hey, great to see you. We're not done yet, actually. I actually have a request.
Oh, sure.
I don't mean to spring this on you, so if I'm putting you on the spot, you don't have to do this.
I don't know if I could have. Let's see what it is.
No, you just tell me straight. But one of my favorite songs is Earth from Cookie.
Well, I haven't played that in a while. Hey, thanks.
You know, I don't know if you can... do that, but
no,
I'd love
that,
to hear.
That hasn't been our set in a while, but I should learn the Ben Watt one. That'd be a nice one.
Yeah. Right. You know, I had an arrangement of that song done for a gospel choir for my wedding.
You're lying.
I'm serious.
You're lying.
Yeah, that's what everybody heard when you know. We tied the
knot.
Hey, I'm divorced now, though, so much for that.
Shucks.
So much for that one.
All right, you're but a single man? Oh, shucks. All right.
It was great at the time. Anyway, I do love that song.
Second time's a charm.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope so. So you do have an encore, though, don't you?
I do.
All right. So what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play Feeling for the Wall, and this is for Joe Henry, if he's listening. I don't know if he gets up early.
It's not that early.
For me, it's very early.
All right, Michelle, it's always great to see you.
Oh,
thank you
always,
for coming through.
Yeah, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Right. Yeah, all the best.
Actually, this should be for you. these lyrics are for you, actually. Jeez. Yeah.